My name is Alexander De La Cruz. I am 19 years old. Today's date is... What's today's date? 26th? April 26th, 2018. I am speaking with my neighbor. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So first question I have for you is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what it was like?
Childhood was nice. Grew up in a small, like, farm town. My family would, like, we'd go on a lot of vacations, and we had a boat, so we'd always be, like, jet skiing and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
It's pretty chill.
Can you tell me about, like, one or two people that have the biggest influences in your life?
I would say my mom and my dad, because they're both, like, pretty successful, pretty good Christians, and they came from, like, bad situations and made the most out of it, and that kind of, like, motivates me to want to do good in my own life and work hard and move up the scale, you know?
Gotta be like them. How old are you?
I am 19.
All right, so you're still kind of a teenager. What advice would you give your kind of younger teenage self?
To my younger self, I probably would have said, like, be more confident and probably, like, more optimistic and, like, kind of stick more to, I don't know, I just felt like I didn't really go out and make a lot of friends in high school, you know?
When and where were you during the happiest moment of your life? And what was it?
I don't think I can have, like, just one, like, moment of happiness that's, like, better than the rest. Mm-hmm. But I think just, like, family, like, going on vacation and, like, stuff like that, like, going out with the family to, like, cool places. It's like, probably.
If your ideal of life has changed from, I guess, then, or one specific moment of your life that has impacted you now, to now, what has changed about it? And this can be just, like, morals. This can be what you want in your future or how you treat people in your relationships.
Wait, what was the question again?
So, what has... Like, what ideals have changed in your life from a younger age now? So that can be morals, you know, what relationships you develop and what kind of people you're, like, right, in relationships with. You know, just kind of that lifestyle. You could even say lifestyle, like what?
Yeah, so I think, like, I matured a lot and learned that I don't necessarily care if everyone likes me or not. And I kind of noticed that I need to pick my friends very wisely, because who you hang out with has a bigger impact than you think. And I've also learned that it's important to take time to work, like, invest in yourself, like, study and, like, reading books or, like, just even going on the internet and just, like, finding interest in things, like, figuring out, like, growing who you are. It's been, like, a big part of college for me, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've matured a lot, kind of higher morals, like, definitely, like, kind of growing out of my adolescent, like, self, my high school self. I think I'm, like, mostly just more motivated and higher morals and probably, like, more like, accepting of other people, like, not as judgmental. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So from this point in your life, what do you want going forward? Just, I guess, until the day you die, and this can be, like, so we'll start with marriage. Do you want to get married, and, like, what are you looking for in a marriage?
So I would say, like after this year, I definitely want to, just like graduate, go to business school, try to get on in a company, and, try to go into finance, figure out some numbers, climb the corporate scale, start my own business. Just grow as a person and go into business and just like do big things in that. And definitely want to have a family someday. I'm gonna let it happen naturally. I'm not gonna like pick a time and a place where I want to get married, but like when it's the time, I'll know. And yeah, that'll be a big part of my life. And then I really want to make sure that I have like developed a good career so that I can support a family. And definitely want to just like, yeah, just like have a family.
So being a freshman in college and having four more years left of college, what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind in Point Loma, if you can choose? So this can kind of just be with like your little friend group, or this could be an impact you have on a teacher. Like what would you want to leave behind that when you graduate, somebody can, you know, talk about, okay, well, this guy was a hard worker, or this guy did this. So what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
I kind of want to leave behind, like, oh, that guy works hard, and that guy works hard, and he's, like, fun, and you can just, like, tell that I'm about my business, but I'm also, like, can have fun, too, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I definitely want to be seen as more of, like, a respectable person, and like someone higher up on the scale. Just mostly like hard work, smart, athletic, those types of things. Good Christian background, like.
What was like the biggest moment in your life that kind of just changed your perspective, or just, I guess, anything?
I think being on my own and like just like experimenting with things in college and just like having to figure out like my own person, just like probably leaving the house and growing up.
So talking about Loma and being in college, what if it has, how has Loma changed you since you've been here?
It's made me a lot sneakier, but, it's definitely, like, kind of made me, like, grow out of, like, a crazy high school, like, party phase, and, it also helped me, like, figure out, like, what morals I choose, like, figure out, like, what I believe in. And it kind of helped me, it's helping me currently, figure out, like, what I want to do with life, and just, like, I don't know, I like it here. It's, like, it's definitely a good place, you know?
Yeah.
It helps grow you as, like, a person, and it's, like, I don't know, I just like school here, so... Mm-hmm.
So from your experience in life so far, what would you say are some keys to success? And this, you can relate this to working out, because you're pretty heavy when it comes to health and building muscle, if you want. Or you can just relate it to like school. But what are some keys that, I guess, if you saw like a 12-year-old about, or I just say like an incoming freshman, what would you say, like, hey, these are the keys you need to help you succeed in anything you do, whether that's school, whether that's lifting, whether that's sports, or getting a job? Like, what would be some keys you have learned so far in your life?
So, like, in sports and weightlifting regard, I would say, like, just go, like, digging into it, and, like, I learned as much as possible, like, about just lifting and health and all that types of stuff and bodybuilding, and it's, like, a huge field, so I would suggest, like, if you're gonna be going into, like, if you're, like, lifting and working out a lot, definitely do research so you do it, like, you can perform at, like, maximum performance, and be the healthiest you can be. I would say, for, like, school, I would say, like, put your phone away, third floor library, that's the spot, and just, like, learning how to not always have to be with your friends, being able to just, like, say, no, it's time to work, like, separate and, like, do your thing, and definitely, like, time management's a big thing, and, but, kind of, what's the question again?
So, from your experience in life so far, what are some keys to success?
Commitment. You gotta stay committed and stick through it. Don't procrastinate. That's like the devil. It's what I'm doing right now. That's literally what I'm doing right now. So don't procrastinate. And like, try hard. And keys to success.
That's good right there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So, what would you advise someone who has gone through the same struggles as you?
Keep pushing. You're doing fine. Like, maybe stop stressing as much, because I get that from my mom. I stress about every little thing. So, maybe just kind of like, taking a breather, and like, learn to chill out more, and really procrastination would probably like cure my life the most.
Killing that out.
Yeah. If you could change something about your life right now, and this can be as big as like going to a different college, or can be as small as like not procrastinating, what would it be?
Definitely, like, not procrastinate. It would be, if I could change one thing, it'd probably be, like, be at a better school, like, maybe, like, a UC, like, a good business school. Although this place isn't bad, and it's, like, really good school, and they have a very nice business program, which is why I'm here right now. I'd rather be, like maybe at USC in, like, a frat or something. Because I feel like there's just more connections and stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe just, like, a big school life would be a little bit more of a college experience and that sort of thing. Another thing that I think I could switch would be living in the dorms, like, in the dorms, because having a house would be way better.
If you could change something about the world, what would it be? This could be, like, you can get rid of evil, or it could just be like, you can get rid of trees, if that's really what you want.
Let's see. If I could change one thing about this, be like, probably violence. that's probably, like, one thing. Or, like, war and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we cut that out, then, like, it'd be a better place, even though that's, like, impossible.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, the government. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, free for all.
If you could talk to anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
So this can go all the way back to, like, Paul, one of the apostles, or, like, Britney Spears, if you really want that to. Just somebody.
If I could talk to somebody that was dead, probably, like, Albert Einstein or someone like that, you know? And just, like, have him explain, like, everything to me. Or like, Jesus would be cool, but I don't know if that really counts.
But, I mean, yeah, I'd count it.
Like, to actually meet Jesus would be awesome. Like, yeah. That would probably just be the best experience. Like, that would be, like...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've already asked that one.
Can you tell me one of, like, the happiest moments of your life? Could be just a Christmas story. Could be you out on the lake.
Just one.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
One of the happiest moments of my life. Like, coming home for the first time in college and, like, seeing my family again, probably.
I feel that. Can you tell me about some or one of the most important lessons you've learned in your life so far?
Wait, what was the question?
Can you tell me about one of the most, some, so it can be multiple, or one of the most important lessons you've learned in your life so far?
You gotta think. Think for myself,
yeah.
And not always think about, like, what everyone else is thinking, instead of just, like, think for myself and do what's best for me,
mm-hmm.
probably.
What are you the proudest of personally and professionally in your life? So first, let's just go with personally. Like, what's something that, you know, you're really proud of that you've done.
And you can say getting big.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, my body, I'm definitely proud of how I look.
Of where you're at right now.
Yes, especially doing, like, bodybuilding show coming up.
Yeah.
Just love my body. It's and awesome.
Does that also tie into, like, professionally? Because you're going into a show, aren't you?
Yeah.
So I guess you can say.
Yeah, it's like a sport.
Okay.
Like bodybuilding, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Yeah.
So what are you most grateful for?
Family and friends. Definitely that. Definitely family and friends.
All right. This is the last question. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
The dumbest thing I ever did. let's see. I got a lot of these.
All right.
So, when you have a kid and he's older, you guys are, he's old enough and you're drinking a beer with each other and he goes, "Dad, tell me a story about what you did." Like, what's a story you're going to tell him?
Okay. Oh my God, I have a lot.
And go ahead and tell me the story as if, like, like, tell me what happens.
Alright. Trying to think.
Oh my God.
Dude.
That's funny.
I just want to find the best one. Oh, I know how I can do this. Snapchat memories. That was a fun night. The dumbest things ever done.
Dumbest/funniest things. I mean, they're both kind of out of the same. Usually the dumbest thing is probably going to be one of the funniest things you've done.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I've done some pretty dumb stuff. I want to tell my kid, huh? So it has to be kind of censored.
Yeah. I mean, your kid's old enough to drink a beer.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
He's got some experience.
Alright, so this one time when I was in Cabo for graduation, it was like a 7-day trip. Me and my best friend went to Cabo, all you can eat, all you can drink,
mm-hmm.
right? And we wake up, mimosas, and then we'd eat a fat breakfast, and then we would start drinking beer, then we'd go to the pool bar, start drinking mixed drinks, and then we didn't really do anything else. We just kind of sit at the pool bar and talk to girls, and like it was crazy because the whole resort like fell in love with me and Owen, because we were just and like the, we were just so drunk that we were just like being like super drunk teenagers. And we were just, like, going wild and handing, like, I remember I handed, like, this 88-year-old grand lady, like, a shot. And I was like, yeah. And she, like, took it, and they were like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Like, screaming, just running around. Like, it was wild.
That's
but, like,
funny.
I just remember we were pulling so many chicks, too. It was, like, crazy. But then we'd wake up the next morning, and we wouldn't want to get hungover, so we'd start drinking again. And
that's funny.
Then we would do like the same thing all day. We'd just drink all day, and then at night we'd go to like a strip club or something stupid like that, or like Squid Row in Cabo.
Yeah.
Lit. Okay, let me tell you, that's the place to be if you're a teenager in Cabo. Okay.
Squid Row?
Yeah, El Squid Row. Best place ever. And you just, like, party. So then you go to bed. We'd, like, chug a water, go to bed, and then wake up, start drinking again.
Do it all again.
Yeah. And we did that for a week, trying to avoid the hangover, okay? Every day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Non-stop. And on the ride back, plane ride back, we destroyed the bathrooms. We were yakking. I was shitting out my ass. Like, it was disgusting. Like, I've never been so sick in my life.
But you had a good time.
But it was fun.
That's what matters.